SBS Radio.
Australia's Wallabies kick off their Rugby World Cup campaign against Fiji with their opening Pool D encounter in Sapporo. Selectors have included both David Pocock and Michael Hooper in the starting side, while Rhys Hodge will play on the wing. It's a sign Australia is taking little for granted against Fiji and is determined to make a winning start to the tournament. Rugby Australia's chief executive Raylene Castle says the players are ready and she couldn't hide her excitement when asked about the World Cup kickoff.
I'm certainly very excited, not as excited as they are though. I think the preparation for them has been long and you know, whilst they know that it's important to make sure that they're in the best condition to take on that first game, I know they're really looking forward to actually the World Cup starting and getting that first hit out.
In other matches on Saturday, France takes on Argentina, while the tournament favourites New Zealand meets South Africa in Yokohama. The six-week festival of rugby begins on Friday evening in Tokyo, when host nation Japan takes on Russia in Pool A. In the AFL, on Friday Richmond takes on the minor premiers the Geelong Cats at the MCG. While Geelong has impressed most of the season, Richmond has slipped to as low as ninth on the ladder. Richmond coach Damien Hardwick says he knows just how hard it'll be for his side to reach the grand final next week.
We certainly feel we've given ourselves the best preparation over the last, 4 to 5 weeks. You know, we're looking at them. They sit on the top of the ladder for the majority of the year. They've played some really good footy. They touched us up round 12 or 13. We're a different side, we understand that, but we've got some work to do if we want to win this game.
On Saturday, Collingwood is looking to reach its second successive grand final when it takes on the Greater Western Sydney Giants at the MCG. Collingwood goes into the match likely to play veteran Ben Reid in place of the injured superstar Jordan Ngoi. Levi Greenwood is also unavailable, but coach Nathan Buckley is confident players like Reid, Travis Varko and Jack Magden can do the job.
Yeah, we've got a couple of force changes obviously with Geordie and Levi, so we've got a few blokes that have put their hand up and we've had a couple of weeks to consider that because we knew that those two were going to be out from a long way out. So we've had a look and we think we'll go in with a similarly balanced team.
Recent history is on Richmond's side. Geelong has lost its last three opportunities to get into the grand final. In the NRL on Friday night, the Manly Sea Eagles face the South Sydney Rabbitohs for the right to play in a grand final qualifier against the Raiders in Canberra next week. Manly has had several big-name injuries, while the Rabbitohs welcome back captain Sam Burgess from a one-game suspension. Despite Burgess being criticised for an overly aggressive style of play, Manly coach Des Hasler says he has no problems with it.
I think he adds, just not being a good player, but he adds great drama. And depends how you want to define aggression. Are you asking me, is Sam Burgess good for rugby league, the NRL? Of course he is. Of course he is.
On Saturday, attention will turn to Melbourne, where the Storm will take on the Parramatta Eels, with the winner meeting the Sydney Roosters next week in the preliminary finals. Parramatta is on a high after its record-breaking 58-0 win over Brisbane last week, but now face the daunting prospect of a do-or-die visit to the minor premiers. The Eels winger Blake Ferguson says the younger players on the side need to realise that kind of result was a one-off.
It's pretty good a result for us, but we need to go out there and replicate it next on Saturday night and just go out there this week and think that it's just going to happen like that again. We need to recreate it and we'll be drumming that into all the younger guys, I guess.
And also this weekend, the Formula One season moves on to Singapore. Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton holds a 63-point lead over his nearest rival and teammate Valtteri Bottas. John Baldock, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.